Shalom, Rebbe.
Shalom, Rebbe.
How are you? Okay, see, Rabbi Sternbach puts out a paper every week on the Parsha Hashavua. So I have the one on Korach. So he says that he heard from Rabbi Abramsky that the following word, the Valdiger word. The word is the Valdiger word. I'll read from the paper that I have the what Rabbi Sternbach said over from Rabbi Abramsky. Maybe I'll say Hakdama. He says Hakdama also. See, let's say a person is learning in Kollel. Learning Yeshiva. Learning all the storm. And he doesn't have a shteller. He's not a maggot shear, not a meshiv. He's regular in Kollel all day. Seriously. So Rabbi Babsky says that's the highest thing there is in the Kollel. See, people. I heard this from Shmuel Orbach also. That's all. He said people today learn Kollel. They're learning Kollel Shtag. I think who are we? We're not a maggot shear. We're not a mashkiach. Not a meshiv. Not something. We like nothing. So that's not true. B'chol. The highest people in Israel are the Lomdei Torah and the yeshivas and the kollelim. Without the shtelers, you don't have shtelers. Killer shtelers is a nice thing. Rabbi's Torah, but he says the schus of Israel is the yeshivas and the kollelim without shtelers. So this is the word that he told Korach. Remember Shabbeinu. Shabbeinu told Korach, Hamad Mikim, Kihivdu Elokei Yisrael Eschem. What does that mean? What's the Hamad Mikim? Says Rabbi Abramsky. It means, Shabbeinu said, what do you have to have a shteller? Be a Kohen Gadol. You're a Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is the Shevet of Meshuras Hashem, and they're learning the Torah. They're learning Torah and Mekayim Torah. They're schus. The whole world is Mekayim. You have to have a new shteller, Kohen Gadol. Why? You're a shteller of Shevet Levi, and you're learning Torah, and you're Meshuras Hashem doing mitzvahs. And you're them, like it says in the Shevet Levi, says in the Rambam, says in the end of Zeruyim, Shevet Levi was Huvdal, Lavod Hashem, and Lelashur, so Lehoros, Drachav, Hayesharim. That's the biggest shteller in the world. The biggest shteller in the world is to have no shteller. He is a Chiddush, and this is Pshat Moshe Rabbeinu. Hamad Mikem, Gehidu of Kayesho Eschem, Lacher Eschem Boy, Lavod, Lamod Lifnei Hashem Meshorasam. Shevet Levi was chosen to serve Hashem. Smele Ebaze, you are taken to Hashem. That's the biggest toll there is in the world. And Mele, if you want another stellar, that means you're not Machshev, you're first stellar. Your first toll is you're Shevet Levi, and your Hashem was mavli you to serve Him. You're Meshorasi Hashem. That's the biggest chus there is. You want a higher thing, Kohen Gadol. That means you don't value what you have. And it says, "Who are then all the Torah of all Doros? They're learning Torah. They're learning Kollelim, the Yeshivas. So, and they have Nashtelah, no Shtelah. We're all learning Torah, having Nashtelahs, and that's the Iker. He says the Iker Shtelah is to have no Shtelah. The Iker Shtelah is to serve Hashem between us." And lishma, and learn kollel, and learn whatever you can the mitzvahs, and that's the bnei Torah, that in his door, that became the whole world with the limud Torah, with the hashteller. Person wants shteller that shows that he's not machshir what he has. He this beautiful this the word, this the pshat. This the Abramsky said this pshat mad mikem. Krach say wants a shteller. He wants to come Kohen Gadol. Why? The shteller being Shevet Levi is the biggest thing possible. The biggest shteller possible being Meshuras Hashem. And the biggest shteller is if you have no shteller. If this is the Rav Sternbach Shlita heard from this from Ramsky, probably heard it in England. They were together in England many years. So this is the right. He says another word. His Rebbe is Rav Moshe Schneider. He was a Shiva in London. So Rav Moshe Schneider says that many quote the same word. That many people in learning Kollel are learning all day somewhere without a shteller. They're very mistar. I'm a shteller. Who am I? Not a mashkiach. Not a rav. Not a meshiv. Just a regular Kollel person learning. So Rav Moshe Schneider says that everyone learning Kollel is really a ram, because he's learning, he's not being. People look at his asmada, how he acts. So he's teaching Christ without having a shteller. Christ sees this person is earnest. He's learning, davening, doing mitzvahs, and that itself is a shteller. Okay, but Rabbansky said that being Meshor Se Hashem, this the pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu, Hamad Mikem, this the pshat in the Psukim, says Meshmi gave a shmuz to Korach Adosa, Hamad Mikem, Kihivdu Elke Eschem, Lamo, your Shevet Levi, and that's the Shevet Levi Meshor Se Hashem, that's the biggest shteller there is. If you want another shteller, a higher shteller, that shows you're not Machshev, your Iker shteller, a Meshor Se Hashem. Hear this? What I say about this involving of word.
Barak thought that it was like the Geder Laminigara? Like, what was he thinking?
No. This is the word. Press is thinking, who am I? Look at Rashi. My hear Russian Rashi. This Russian of Rashi. In the parsha, I read the Rashi. It says that Korach saw Shmua Navi coming from him. Shmua Navi came from his Levi, came from Korach, and Korach saw that. Here, I read Rashi. Amar Efshar Kol Hagadul Hazos Asida La'amor Mimeni Vani Edom. I'll be quiet. He holds that being lazy is like nothing. I'll be quiet. I'm quiet. Like I'm nothing. How could it be? The Gdula, Shmua Navi, for me, he's a big gadol. And who am I? I'm nothing. So says Meshmosh, no, you are nothing. You're Shevet Levi. You're Meshor Se Hashem. This is the word. The word is the what do you mean? You're nothing. You are nothing. You're Shevet Levi. You're Meshor Se Hashem. You're serving Hashem. That's the biggest shteller there is. You want another shteller, a higher shteller? That means you're not market what you have. Lamani Gora is different. What Lamani Gora is, because they didn't do Korban Pesach. So they want Korban Pesach. They did the Gamri. But here, Korach is Meshor Se Hashem. They're serving Hashem. They're serving Hashem day and night in the Mishkan, they're serving Hashem. So they're the highest shteller there is. But people think I have to have a shteller. People in this door, people think, who am I? I'm running Kollel. Who am I? Stam. No, nothing. No, that's not true. This is the word of Moshe Rabbeinu to Korach. This is how Ramsky said over Pshat in the Chumash. Hamad Mikem, you think it's nothing? That you're Shevet Levi, you're Meshor Se Hashem, you're serving Hashem. That's the biggest shteller there is. If you want a shteller, another shteller, a higher shteller, that means you're not machshev what you have. It's a lot of the words. People learn the Kollel. They think, who am I? I'm learning Kollel. Who am I? What Hashivas have I b'chlal? So they should know that people learn the Kollel are the highest people in the Kollel Yisrael. As they have no shteller, they're learning the Shema, totally the Shema. In their schus, Kollel Yisrael is outstanding.
This call will be recorded.
this beautiful, this Rav Shlomo Shlita says that he heard from Rav Ramsky Pshat in the Pasuk, Hamat Mikim. Isn't it beautiful? Hamat Mikim. This is the beer in the Pasuk, Hamat Mikim. Meaning, if you want to become Gadol, that means you don't value your Ma'ala B'chol. You don't value your Rasid Abani Edom. So Rashi, I'm quiet. Why are you quiet? You're Shevet Levi.
But do we know of anything that Korach would have been zecher to if he would have been miskaber?
Actually, this whole many pshatim. I hear it many pshatim. I'm not sure. I know. I hear it, but I'm not clear what I heard. But no, he would have lived. Korach is much more. Shmuel came from him. Yeah, I'm not sure. Korach can carry the urn. Korach carried the urn. It's a big tafkid utzim. He's carrying the urn. Not quite. That's the urn. Carrying. I think how many carried the urn? 5, 6 people carried the urn. He was one of the people that carried the urn. That's very chashuv, very, very chashuv. So you have to, is the thought, snare mechalko, be happy what you have. That's them, I want more and more. People don't know what they have, they're not happy what they have. Happy what you have, look at what you have. What you have, you'll say, well, I have this. People want more and more. They have kinua, they want more and more. They see, he has more than me, he has more than me. But if we receive what we have, we would be very happy. The real usher, we think the real usher is the millionaire. That's not true. It says not the way. The millionaire is not. Millionaire is only, as we heard from Mr. Rechnitz, told us that most of his friends are sick people, taking all their medicine, doctors. They're anim. Who will usher him? Great Torah. They have whatever they have. They have food. They have clothing. Whatever they need. They're happy with what they have. They're happy. Happy houses. They're the Ashurim. They're the rich people of the world. They're rich. The people that are very rich are not rich because they're sad and they're depressed. The ones that are learning whatever they have, they have what they need. They have food and whatever they have, basic. They're happy. They're the Ashurim. They're rich people. They're rich. As they live, they're rich. The rich is numerous. Rich doesn't mean rich money, a big bank account. Rich means happy. This is the new Taitra. It's Mishnah Ovis per dollar. The Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma says a new Taitra. New Taitra Amiti. What is rich? Rich is happy. That's rich. So it's very, very chashuv, very big. So he's saying chat in the pasuk, Hamad Mikim. If Korach would value his Levi, he's serving Hashem, then he wouldn't want Koina, because I'm happy. I have the best dollar there is. I'm a Levi. If you want more, then that means that you don't value what you have. It's a gvul again.
The Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was scared because this is the fourth time that the Yidden made a mistake.
We live
in America, so we always learn three strikes you're out, like baseball.
Is it
the Torah Dika Mahalach is four times?
No. There's a Shver Rashi. It's Rashi and Shver. Only four times. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu is a Rashi Kosher Mod. I asked Rav Rushtin on Shabbos, and I don't know if Rashi says, Ulai Hashem won't listen to me. What do you mean, Ulai? He would say, but try. Isn't that Pella? Try. Ulai won't listen to me. Say, try. Save Klal Yisrael. No, isn't that Pella, Rashi? Rashi Pili. Ulai. What do you mean, Ulai? Try. Maybe he wasn't to. It says the Russian pill E. Russian says says in Rashi. We read the Rashi. Yeah, Amar Ad Mosai Atriach as a Melech. Shema Leikabo or Mendi. Meshema, try. The Suffolk Nefesh is here. With people, Chalila may die. No, isn't that? Let's say Shema Ad Mosai Atriach them. What does that mean? That has no better, no? You don't agree with me? No, Rashi has no better. Amar, I must say, Atrech Samelach, Shem the Kabbalah Mendi. Right, Shem? Try, no? Is that Pliya Gedola? Is it Pliya Atzuma? Or Rashi?
Yeah.
Pliya Atzuma. In Torah, there's no three strikes, no four strikes. Five strikes, people try to learn, again and again and again, they try. They have to try again. Not four strikes, I struck out. No, try again. You don't get the Gemara, you learn it again. You don't get the Gemara again. It's Chavirim, it's Kribayim. What does this mean? What does it mean? You don't say, I tried three strikes. That's not a Torah Dika Musag. I tried three strikes. There's a Tema, Rashi, Tema Gedola Rashi. I used to know Shabbat. I know he said something, but I didn't understand what he said. I understand. So it doesn't need Ian Gudel, Rashi, Shema, Hashem, Bom, the Kaaba. What does that mean, Shema? What does that mean, Shema? Tema Gudel. Tema Atzuma. Okay, I know. So it's Hartzor Achim. So we have to remember how cool we have. What?
It's saying here from the Gur Aryeh something.
Yeah. What does it mean?
He says here, Shazal Sichon Revi, Ksevin in Yiyav, Hein Yifal Alpam Beshalash Im Gever, Aval Arba Aloy Ashivenu. A Pasuk announces a Pasuk in Amos.
So what? So, yeah, Hashem won't be Machal of a fourth oven? I look at the Turkish. I don't know where Rashi is. I know. Okay, but we should be happy where it's Bain. What?
He quotes the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that. Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer, Adam Over Avera, Tam Rishona, Mochulai. Shnia Marchulai, Shlishis Marchulai, Revius A Marchulai. Shnemar.
Where's the Gemara? Which top is it?
Hey, Vav on the base.
Okay, we'll see. Okay. Who the Gurari brings the Gemara?
I don't know. They bring it on the bottom of the Gurari.
Seems to be a little sure this okay, we'll see. Okay, yeah, we'll see. Okay. Okay, so because I thought you're we're still in Zion and the Corona, so see he has the assurance of Corona. They're not Asura here. There's only maybe, I think, Shmona. And he says Asura. And I don't have Asura. And we have 80, okay? He has Asura's Zechorinus. The first Zechorinus, he says, Zechorinus Shabbos. The Shabbos is very important Zechorinus. We have to motion. We have to have Shabbos in a much higher way, Shabbos. And maybe if you zocher Shabbos all week, it's like, it says there's a chibur yisera, that Shabbos is that Yom Menucha. Shabbos didn't give it to Goyim, only to us. So we should feel very proud of our Shabbos. Shabbos needs a big Aliyah Shabbos, because we have Shabbos, right? Yeah, he seems to say it's like Chivi Yisera. So we say in davening on Shabbos that Hashem give it to us, not to Goyim. This is Stam Apella, and it's a davening. The whole Torah is only given to us, not to Goyim. What's the Kiddush? Bonasato, the Goyim, only to us. Pshita. The whole Torah, also Tzulin and Tzitzis, is only to us, not to the Goyim. Tzorachim, what the Kiddush is that Hashem gave it only to us, not to Goyim. What was that mean, Michal? Okay, Tzorachim. But Shabbos has to have a big kibbutz. It has to have a kibbutz of Shabbos. Not the time Shabbos comes. It has to have a kibbutz at Suma Shabbos. See, we're trying to get Shabbos all our lives to get Shabbos. Again, make Shabbos kibbutz. You know, something miuchad. It is miuchad, but it feels very miuchad. Everything should feel miuchad. I want to get to, and not that dagger, but a mashu that. Like Rav Ober said, Rav Ruchim came on Shabbos to be like another person, and not that I'm not gonna get that, but a mashu of Shabbos should be like a mashu should be something. It's a higher day, but really should be very high. Not stam, should be very high. I want to get much higher Shabbos. I want to get Shabbos much higher.
Okay. Rabbi said from the time Camille that he was Mahadev in Shabbos and he learned the whole Shabbos. That's how you Mahadev in Shabbos? Shabbos.
That was his Hidur. His Hidur was he learned all Shabbos. That was his Hidur. He the Suda came to Mir to learn 2:12 at night, went home a few hours, then came back 5 in the morning. Learn to. I mean, that was his way of Hidur. Everyone has different Hidur. His way of Hidur, I guess, was that learn Limud Torah on Shabbos. That was his. Could be, and no one knows his own Mekha Nefesh, but that was his way of Hidur. People are different Hidurs of Shabbos, different ways of Hidur. People sing. Say, for us, it would be the Hidur to say. To prepare what to say at the Shabbos table, that would be a heater to prepare. Shabbos table, that would be a heater to prepare. Shabbos table should be, you know, with Romulus and Zeros, you know, it should be. And it needs even how to make Shabbos Miuchad. That's what we needs even how to make Shabbos Miuchad. Needs a big even.
Can I say maybe Eitzah?
Yes. We want Eitzah, yeah, for sure. What's Eitzah? Yeah.
We always have, with our learning, we have an achrayus, yeah. We have to chazer, we have to learn this, we have to learn that.
Maybe Shabbos,
we drop all those responsibilities and we learn what we want to learn.
So what?
If we learn what we want to learn, not like, oh, I have to learn this, I have to do this, that's a stress. No stress.
Right.
We learn, pick up whatever we want to do. We do no feeling badly. I didn't learn this. I didn't learn that.
So that should make Shabbos Miuchad. That feeling of freedom. Okay, that's a Chiddush. The feeling of freedom.
That's too much.
That's nice to hear. If we have. See, on Shabbos I prepare for all week. I have to prepare, so I prepare. So I'm not like free on Shabbos. I have to prepare, so see, I'm preparing all week. I'm not like free. Yeah. I have to prepare. Oh, we learn the morning tzachim now Shabbos. So I'm trying to prepare. I'm whatever I have time free, I'm trying to make it. Otherwise, I can't make it in the week. So I'm making on Shabbos. So maybe. Maybe I haven't got that like freedom, because that's like, it's freedom. That freedom makes Shabbos kilo chippa, that makes Shabbos loved. The freedom, the feeling of freedom Next Shabbos, Kivu, loved. Yeah, okay, that could be, yeah. Next Shabbos, Kiva.
Or maybe like one Seder of it, maybe a half hour of I learn whatever I want to learn, and that's it.
I see. I mean, not all Shabbos. That's like part of Shabbos, part of Shabbos. Fine, part of Shabbos. Fine. That's a nice thing. Next Shabbos, I mean, like
For me, the chiba is that I come down, I'm able to learn Rebbe's Tartara on Persia.
Right now, we're working on it again. So now we know. Abrachov Kilo is like, he's thinking we have enough for a while. Thank you for all your help. You're helping us. I have to thank this woman, Tendler. Do you know what her name is? She married.
She's not married. She's a very, very questionable girl. She's divorced.
What's her name?
Sent it. Where is it again? Oh, hold on a second. I know I wrote it down somewhere. Hana Tirza Bas Aliza Tova.
What? Hadassah?
Hana Tirza.
Hana Tirza means like Hana, like the mother of Shmuel. Hana, right?
Yeah. Hana Tirza.
What's her mother's name?
Aliza Tova.
Aliza
Tova.
See, what do they call her? They call her Chana.
Yeah.
Chana, because it's the easy one name, and her mother they call Aliza. You don't know. But what's her mother's name? Aliza Tirza.
Aliza Tova. Her name is Chana Tirza.
Aliza Tova. She has children.
She has one child. She was married for very short.
Okay, Chana Bas Aliza Tova. Okay, try down for the down for. See, I think the only way to get Shabbos is to down for it. So I have no way to get Shabbos. Hashem should have Rachmanis on us and give her Shabbos. That's the only way. Down for it. Yeah, I see your way is a nice way, but okay. And if I have that way, okay, but hey, down for okay, maybe that's it. Down, Hashem should give us Shabbos in some way. Give it to us and show us what to do. Show us how to get it. That would be good to show us how to get Shabbos. Okay, fine. Maybe we'll go back to Shabbos, right? So, right.